What's up, screwheads? Yes, I'm still smoking. It's expensive. I'm gonna have to make this my last pack. But I want to tell you, I don't have the ability to do my keyboard right now. It's not a big deal. I'll try to do something later, maybe. I don't really have a topic. I was thinking on this issue of the placebo effect and how it's related to COVID-19. And I remember telling people in the podcast, if you put me in a costume, dress me up like Professor Know-It-All, give me some fucking title, and put me in front of an audience for 30 minutes, and I'll have a portion of that audience thinking they're sick. And not because I'm magical, not because I'm special, but because I have enough theatrical training, I have enough knowledge of rhetoric and words, and I guess you could even say neuro-linguistic programming, although that sounds kind of fucking ominous. But I know enough about these topics to tell you that, yeah, people can be tricked into feeling like they're sick. A lot of advertising is based on this, especially the old stuff before I think the FTC and other governmental peoples came along and said, you can't lie to people. You can't deceive them about geritol or whatever. But the fact is, the advertising industry has known for decades how to take advantage of people's fear of death, how to take advantage of the built-in cultural narratives that keep getting recycled. That movie, I think, Contagion from 2011, a textbook example, because even though I'm not a big fan of the theory of predictive programming, I don't think they're obligated to tell you shit. I do think they prepare the battlefield. And if you're talking about strategic psychological warfare, you kind of have to do it a decade or two before. You have to prepare the battlefield. You have to insert these structures, these ideas. Well, you remember that movie, Contagion? And there were those bloggers who told you crapola. I mean, every piece of what happened in 2020, to include the false anti-narrative, the whole, you know, it's a weapon, but you don't need, you know, masks, and you can take horse dewormer. Even the anti-narrative, which was still bullshit, fit into the movie Contagion. Do I think that's accidental? Not really. It's kind of like the Crichton film Andromeda Strain. That story goes back to, I believe, the 60s, and the movie itself came out in like, what, 70, 71? Definitely early 70s. And the entire subject of the story, Crichton's story, is this terrible bug that comes from outer space and could kill us all because it can do all kinds of crazy shit, unless you're an alcoholic. Yeah, that's a cure. Does this mean people are stupid? No. It's taking advantage of certain features of human nature that make sense. We are social creatures, we're intelligent, we like our autonomy, but we work in teams. And part of working in teams is sharing information. If you have knowledge, you share it with somebody else. The problem is, some people, especially authority, and the key thing is authority, because the other issue with humans is that they have a predilection. It isn't necessarily the only problem we face, but it is a kind of predilection for authority, to be honest with you. I'm an anarchist, I hate the idea, but a lot of people seem to crave authority. And that might be a cultural artifact, which means that if we lived in a free country, people maybe after a generation would give up that bullshit. But currently, in our kind of Prussian educational system, in our hierarchical, whatever you want to call it, governmental system, it's all about authority. It's about very, very basic authority. In fact, the more a person can kind of be a kind of brutal dictator type, the more likely it is. Give me a sec, I gotta do something gross here. Putting out a cigarette with your spit? Yeah, I'm not gonna start a scrombo fire. There's an anarchist in the woods. Yeah, there's an anarchist in the woodpile, right? Isn't that how the story goes, baby? Yeah, that was called An Anarchist in the Woodpile. In the Woodpile. That's right, An Anarchist in the Woodpile. But that's the terrible thing about COVID and 2020, what happened, is that there are so many narratives, and there are so many narratives that are designed to keep people under control. I would contend that Trump losing the election was not only on purpose, but it was brilliant. It was fucking brilliant. At the time, I was still trying to understand the COVID psyop, and I sort of had this loose idea in my head that the Trump thing would be, you know, six of one, half and dozen the other, wins or loses. But looking back, if you think about the possibility, the risk, that folks in positions of authority will remember their oaths they took to, you know, protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. When you think about the Trump thing, he acts as a kind of, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, a control, a drug, a control, but really a control. He is a way to take a lot of very disgruntled people who under other circumstances might do other things, but instead will put all their effort to putting up signs and wearing MAGA hats and, wasting their fucking time. And does it matter? Not really. You know? The thing that kept me up at night in 2021 and parts of 2022 was the question why. And at this point in time, I also don't think that matters. I don't think it does. I'm either completely batshit crazy, I believe, and it, maybe it's not that binary, but I think I'm batshit crazy, or we are very close to some type of revelation. That doesn't imply end times. I'm not a prophet, never claimed to be, and I also don't claim to be a biblical scholar, or, frankly, always that great a disciple of Christ, you know, smoking cigarettes. I don't know if the Lord likes that, but we'll see, right, when I die. That's right, when I die, I'll go to the sky. I'll meet St. Peter. He'll punch me in the nose. And I'll fall down to earth, past the earth, through the crack in the earth, and down to the bowels of all things unholy. That's right, where Satan lives. And Satan will take a look at me and say, you don't belong here, you get to go someplace else, but there ain't nowhere else. So I end up in the void, stuck between worlds, haunting a lost and forgotten Applebee's. That's right, Applebee's, eat your fucking food. They should hire me. Applebee's, eat your fucking food, baby. I don't know. This boat we're in is a boat. It looks like it's leaking to me, but maybe it isn't. And the ability to grok any of this out is almost kind of impossible. It feels impossible at times. You know, we struggle with this question of the truth, but it really could be just a big fucking joke. I have a friend of mine who's been researching the question of history itself, you know, and we may do a podcast. We'll see, folks. I'm living in a tent right now, and so the trajectory for Dan is like this. It's not up right now. I mean, I could be starting a job in a few days, and that could help, but I am very much circling the drain. But if it continues, if I can keep podcasting, I have a friend who's been researching that question, you know, what is reality? In fact, we're going to close out this podcast segment and leave it for the next, right now.